But we're going to, I think Shabbos, this passes for shul for Shabbos, to do it proper. But now we'll just do the Rosh Prokim. Rosh Prokim. Halacha L'maisa. The shaila that this Choshev Talmud had was, he's a shtickel, he works for different Jewish media companies, and part of what he does is he takes pictures of events, and he also writes stories. He's a good writer. And during Hanukkah, there's three different film media companies that want to pay him very nicely. He's doing Hanukkah stories by different Gedolim, different Rabbonim, Rebbes. He doesn't discriminate. He's an Emes Talmud of mine. He goes to Rebbes, he goes to Lifshitz Yeshivas. And what they want now is they want pictures and stories of during Hanukkah by all these different Rabbonim and Gedolim. And part of the job, a significant part of the job, is to take pictures of the Hadlokas, of the Menorahs, all that. That's major. So he davens, doesn't matter where he davens, in a shul in New Jersey. I'm gonna keep the community out of the story, it doesn't matter. And the Rav in his shul told his Rav, he's very excited, he's going to make a lot of money on Hanukkah, more than usual. And the Rav told him, you can't take pictures of a Hanukkah menorah. You're having Hanukkah from the menorah. You're having Hanukkah, also l'shtamish. If you take a picture when it's before it's lit, fine. But you take a picture, the menorah is on, and that's a major part of what they want from you. Zebaya. So years ago, I mentioned this shaila nashir, a fascinating shaila. So I touched on this agav urcha. Then I just was matcha. I said it's no shaila. It's not a shaila. It's a muta. If the olim remembers, most of you are too young to remember this shaila because you weren't here. But when I spoke about the shaila, the manal probably remembers. They had singing Hanukkah candles. Well, you light them, and they actually Hanukkah negunim. And I spoke about the shaila, is that called Hanoah Mina Chanukah? Now that's part of the ner, as it burns out.
Well, as my father says, I don't know if you can count those singing candles.
It's not the oil, this is definitely not the
oil. No, I understand. No, the shaila was, it's part of the ner. This became, however the sound was, it would burn out.
It's not the
oil. You're not allowed to have Hanoah from the oil, you're not allowed to have from the shemen, you're not allowed to have from the psilis, the whole ner. Anyway, the bottom line is, when I spoke about that shaila, I gave a whole shiur on that shaila. So agav urcha, I said that some of the achronim deal with an issa to take a picture from a menorah. So let's say you want to then hang the picture in your living room. Some, they tumult. And one of the gedolei apoiskim, God, was machmir with that shaila. The reason why I'm saying this shaila, we have to dive in deeper, because by this guy, Mamish, this is his whole, this is going to be a week of cashing in on the menorah. Cashing in. So if you get me a Shevet HaLevi, Chelik Yud Aleph, he's the big machmir, Badovo. Shevet HaLevi is a big machmir. Nothing to do with this shaila, just taking a picture of a menorah. Yeshlo Baya, I'm taking a picture. Al Pasuminisa. Not to use the. One second. First of all, Harav Daniel, are you paskening Shilas based on the Nusach of the Haneiros Halolo? No, we can't. No, because we don't pasken from Masech Tosefim either. We have to look at the Rishonim. What? This whole set doesn't come with a Yiral.
No.
But you know, I have. I can get virtually. I can get it virtually.
We cannot tell that he's calling more Pesul Menisa by publishing all the pictures.
What?
He's making more Pesul Menisa by publishing all the pictures.
Obviously, the only way to get close to paskening a shaila is we have to dive into the Isser Shtamshus, and then we could figure out Yeah. Let's figure it out. Let me get the Shevet HaLevi because we don't have it in Yeshiva. We should get the whoever takes care of the farm should know that we're missing Chelek Yud Aleph. We need to buy the Chelek Yud Aleph of the Shevet HaLevi. Okay, I got it here. Let me just give you the Chelek Yud Aleph. Here it is. Simen Kuf Samach Dalet. He said, listen to his lashon. His shaila is, are you allowed to take a picture of the menorah when it's on? The kivon sha'osru chachomim lishtamish po'er haneres afilu shimush kal va'arai shel shviras torahs va'afilu shimush mitzveh mevur mizeh, listen to this lashon, l'shoyne azov, she'sogru es ha'shar legamrei. They lock the door. Hashevet HaLevi. Sagru et ha'shar legamri. Here is Loshem. They lock the door. You got to run. You see a menorah, you got to run for the hills. Rav Daniel screaming. What do you mean? L'shtam l'roisom. Right? Sagru et ha'shar. Mistami, he's masking that Avadi is supposed to look at the mitzvah l'rois es ha'neiros. But that's the mitzvah. Meaning, l'mitzvah l'rois es ha'neiros. But not to use the menorah for something other than the Shas Pesuminisa. When you take the picture later, you stop having anor from the candles. Anyway, Al Kain also leitztalem in my neighbors. They's not doing my for business. I want to have a picture in my living room of me standing next to my. Right. Also, let's tell him in my neighbors, may I have a safe, safe, mishtamish beneiros lasis tmune. You make a picture? Now let him make a picture with the menorah. I understand. I think that the Shevet HaLevi holds you have to shut off WhatsApp anyway. No problem. It's offering. Exactly. So anyway, so here you have Klor. If he asked me, is there a Das HaMachmir? The answer is, of course, Shevet HaLevi. Not only, and you should know that Reb Chaim Kanievsky Zatzal Shvogel, do we have a Leinu L'Shabeich here? You should know. If there's one, if you could get me a Shmois from a Bitzik Zilberstein, who Gamkin Oseretze? Chiddush, a bit slok. I did shalach him. He's a big maker. Remember, I saw it by him in the Leinu L'Shabeach. He had shuvas there in the back, and he actually asked it. I was surprised. I had to hold my eyes into the sockets. See, he's talking about here. No, I'm going to show you Reb Chaim's maker. This is a tshuvas. In the Leinu L'Shabeach Shmois, in the back, he has tshuvas. Tshuva Gimel. L'tztalem al reka ha'koysel ma'arov yo'in eres Chanukah. Anyway. Zokter. Hine, b'sefer halacha l'moshe don, imutal l'tztal m'liyadon l'kodesh. U'mistavol shemon v'spalol tum l'liyadon l'kodesh u'mitzal m'noisein b'zatayna. Avol m'odom roitze l'tzalim atzmai m'yad k'dei l'honais, v'lei roitze atzmai l'liyadon l'kodesh yesh l'fakfek. T'domi l'mishtamish bo l'kodesh l'tzorech atzmai. V'af t'mare im boi m'ile, isur ha'inko, v'nochoin l'izor b'ze. V'nire sh'oisema ha'misnagim, with Stalin, al reka koisem harovi, tzorech in nishtazei gut. Vetzorech yon, eich mutu with Stalin al reka neros chaneke. Ubifrat, shaner atzmoy moyo lutmune, harei unene mea nevois, ubevada isho oso. Bivadai she'osu. Anyway, so does it exist in print that there are people that asr? Yes. They would definitely tell this guy, this Talmud that called me, he's not allowed to do that. His mom is diving into a business that's riding on something else. Now, if you look, I looked up the Moyadei Agrach last night, where I remember that Reb Chaim, they asked the Shaila to Reb Chaim, and Reb Chaim is making without any, well, Kedarkei Bakoy, the Shaila, Haim Mutal Itztalim Miyad Neres Chanekeh, Oy Shenech Shav Shenene Umishtamish Meneres. Tshuva, Mistaver Shemutal. Ad Kan Vohov HaKadosh. Says Mistavre that it's Mutal. Right? So the question is that how do we take the Shaila apart? How do we work the Shaila? So I'll tell you like this. We have to go to Masechah Shabbos and seek out the mocker of Isser Shimush. And there are what appears to be three shittas in the Rishonim. Three separate shittas in the Rishonim and Isser Shimush. You want to get a Masechah Shabbos, somebody? There are three shittas in the Rishonim. Oh, we have a Shabbos there? We got one, Aaron. We have three shittas in the Rishonim on the Isser Lishtamish Lo Ner Chanukah. On the Gedar Advarim. It's over here on Daf Tes, right? In the Daf Arif. Also Lishtamish. He says like this. Pirush. Says the Ran. Kol Tashmishim. Now this is a big machlokes Rishonim. Some Rishonim hold, if you want to do a Tashmish mitzvah, right? Theoretically, you want to learn. Because the Gemara only says, also a Haltzai Smois. You're not allowed to be, that's a Tashmish chol. What about a Tashmish mitzvah? I want to learn. I want to give tzedakah. I want to write a check for a tzedakah. A Tashmish mitzvah. So he says, kol Tashmishim afilu Tashmish mitzvah. So listen, Loshav Aran. The kivon shal yidei nesh and nasa b'menoira tiknuo asuo k'menoira. This is a powerful Loshav. Asuo k'menoira. They made the Ner Chanukah like a menoira. Now the Achronim understand that the Ran means similar to what we find the Loshav in the Balamoya, that mamish is a isranoi. It's like hektish. Going back to Daniel's Nusach, Haneo Salalu Koideshem. Everybody asks, where's that Nusach come from? Koideshem. Right? Meaning, if you look in the Gemara says, V'chiner Kedusha Yeshbo. But he says, She'em Mishtam Shembo Klal. And then he says, I have a Rayel Alocha to that, says the Ran. He says, in Easter, if you're going to tell me, the Shogi Lishtamushe Tashvash Mitzvah Ben Achanakeh, Heich Madlikim Achanakeh B'Shabbos. We paskin, you're allowed to use the Shmonim u'psilus that you're not allowed to use on Shabbos, you're allowed to use Chanukah, right? Because we're not afraid, remember? We're not afraid you're going to bend it because you can't use it anyway. If I could use it to, well, learning Shabbos would be anyway a problem, but if I could use it for Suda Shabbos, Zok Teran, Vim Tash V'Shmutz V'Mutah, Heich Mutah Namas V'Chav Shmonim, Harei Kish Shabbos B'Suda Shabbos, I'll see to you. So the Ran holds that the Sugi itself is a Raya. Interesting. The Ran, interesting raya that he gives. The Ran's raya is, now some Rishonim learn, the raya of the Ran is l'choy raya she'inul of truth. You have to know what's pshat in the Bala Yitir. The Rishonim who hold you're allowed to do a Tashma Shal Mitzvah, what do they do with the Ran's raya? So I'll tell you what they do. They talk about it. There's two sugyas. The beginning of the sugya is Mutal L'shtamish, Asal L'shtamish. And then there's a sugya later, Asal L'harzis Mois, K'neged Ne'chanik. Those are two different sugyas. The way these Rishonim hold its mutter hold, it's a machlekes. The one who says, Asur l'shtamish l'oiro, taka holds, afilu tashmish mitzvah. And Asur l'harzis mois is only a tashmish choyel. So it's two different shittas. And the Ran seems to be saying that this man d'oma, Asur l'shtamish l'oiro, is afilu tashmish mitzvah because asur k'menoira. As I talked about. Right. That's what the Ran seems to be saying. Right? The Nusach, exactly. So the Ran Lamaisa seems to say Asur Kaminar. So we have, that's one Mahalach. We have in the Rishonim, some Rishonim say that the reason why you can't be Nana from the Ner Chanukah is for a very Mekeldika reason, and that is that it should be Nikr, that it was deal a mitzvah. If you look at Rashi, Rashi learns that's the reason why you can't be Nana. So according to Rashi, it's nothing to do with a zilzul, it's nothing to do with Me'ilah, it's just that it should be visible that it was there for a nail mitzvah, as I talked about. He says over here by the sugi vassal ishtamish pla'oira is because of the fact that we want it should be nikkur that you did it l'shem, nikkur that you did it l'shem mitzvah. Maybe now. So it starts off with bizi mitzvah. But then when the sugi proceeds and it says also l'hatzis mois kenega nechanege, so Rashi that that's the time. Shehud lak l'mitzvah. Thus is the time. So that's very kal. If you learn like that, then ul tashmish mamuta tener chanukah. It's only a tashmish that looks like that's why I put them in Iran. That's why according to Rashi, an extra ner is enough. Even though bal kochach, you're still going to have anor from the ner chanukah.
Snicker.
And that's like how Rashi says. Tzorech ner achas. Acheres, just lit nicker. Lemais, if you're a mahadrin and you lit eight candles the eighth night of Hanukkah, right? No, and you put one shamish, you are being nana from the eight neiros.
More than the
shamish. But according to Rashi, doesn't matter. I have the hekel. That's all I need. So that's that. So we have Rashi. Rashi is the biggest mekel. Because according to Rashi, you're allowed to have anor from Ner Chanukah anytime you're not directly. Let's say there's a Ner Chanukah in another room. But I'm benefiting from the Ner Chanukah. No problem. L'chor, I'd even be allowed to read. If I have according to Rashi, there's a Ner Chanukah in bedroom A. And there's an opening in a door between bedroom A and bedroom B. In bedroom B, there's enough light coming out, you could read. You'd be allowed to. Also, the house is liyad Ner Chanukah. If it look, why? Because it looks like that's why I lit the Ner Chanukah. That's why some Rishonim say it's only a Tashmish Kavua, not a Tashmish Arai. Same idea. And then we have another Svar found in the Rishonim, and that's Bizri Mitzvah. Bizri Mitzvah. Those are the three reasons found in the Rishonim. Asur Kamenoira, which Lachar is the biggest Chumra. Balamoyer in the Ran. You have Rashi that it should be Nikr that you made it L'Shem Ner Chanukah. And then we have the Bizri Mitzvah is another time. Bizri Mitzvah L'Chaira. What? Yeah. So Bizri Mitzvah L'Chaira, it would be hard to say that there's a Bizri Mitzvah in any of these cases. What's the Bizri Mitzvah? Adarabah. Yeah. No, I'm saying I'm being mispoil. Liyad HaMenorah, that's not a Bizri Mitzvah. Not Bema. Okay, what? Adrab. Yeah, Adrab. So L'Chaira, according to Rashi,
no problem.
No problem. According to the Rishonim who hold that the reason is because of Bizri Mitzvah, L'Chaira, no problem. But, according to the Ran, Yesh Lodin. And that's why Rav Yitzchak Zilberstein and L'Havu Ben Chaim L'Chaim, the Shevet HaLevi, I think the reason why they asked it is they're going more Yesh Kan Yisur. Yesh Kan, there's an Yisur HaNoah. So they're wearing a different hat. The hat that they're wearing is Isra Hano. And you see even the lotion of Rabbi Yitzchak Zilberstein is, even though there's no Me'ilah, Kol Ma'ariv Erech, Ein Bo Me'ilah, but it's Isurik, that's the hat that they're wearing. But it's interesting that if you look in the Mishnah Berurah, you'll see a couple of interesting things. First of all, for some reason, the Mishnah Berurah doesn't bring down, I had a Mishnah Berurah here, you know. Could somebody get a Chelik Vav? The Mishnah Berurah does not bring the Bizri Mitzvah, the Bizri Mitzvah reason. Yashar Koach. He brings Rashi and the Ran. They asked this on the Mishnah Berurah. Why he doesn't bring down the Bizu Mitzvah, which is the Pashtus HaSugya. Who? Oh, that's another problem. That's a kasha I had on the Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah brings down, how could you have those two, how could those two timim even work together? Yeah. So he starts off with the Ran and the Bala Moya, and then he brings down that it should be Nikel, that is the Ner Chanukah. That's why you need the Ner Acheres. So the Shaila is, why doesn't the Mishnah Berurah bring down the time of Bizu Mitzvah? That's Aleph. Beis, the Mishnah Berurah's Psak Halacha seems to only fit if it's Alt Bizu Mitzvah. Because as Rav Daniel said, the Mishnah Berurah paskins that if you have a menorah on in a house, you're allowed to walk around the house even though Bal Korchach Yonena from the Ark. The Morgan of Rome brings this down La'alocha, by the way. When the Shaila, if you have a Ner Chanukah, Ner Shabbos, the Alochas and Ner Shabbos is Koidim. The Morgan of Rome brings down that today, we light inside anyway, Ula Yadlik Ner Shabbos, and you won't be in the Choshech. You're not going to be in black, any dark anyway. You're lighting Yadlik Ner Chanukah, and you won't be in the Choshech. Right? Which goes with this idea. We find that in the Kiryas Chana David also, Havachuvah's Kiryas Chana David, he, Taka, brings down the same thing. He says, you're a lot of honor. But it's quite fascinating. The Kiryas Chana David does exactly what the Mishnah Berurah does. Kiryas Chana David brings down the Ran, Asuah Kamenoira, as they talk down. And then he says, Vigam, Tzorich Shiyehi Nikel Zokta, Shehuneo Mitzvah Kimo Ishakos of Rashi. Right? So, Rashi in the Ran, and then he says, listen to this, and then he says, Avo Bishulchanoich, Way Oswella Hatzois Mois, Shewal Koponim Tashmish Arai, Avo Koshen Mishamish, Ragyoshi Bevesi, Bishosha Nerchanik Dolkois, no problem. Right? That's what the Morgan of Ram paskins. But the Mishnah Berurah goes even further. The Mishnah Berurah talk in Sharat Zion says that you can walk around the house. Lo rak l'shev liyad ha-shulchan. That you could say is like Memela. It says you can walk around the house. L'chor doesn't fit if the Mishnah Berurah is being Mizakish Torah L'vei Trey. L'chor the Mishnah Berurah is being Mizakish Torah L'vei Trey. If you hold of the Ran's reason, then it doesn't work that you should be allowed to walk around the house. If you hold, it's because it should look like you lit a Ner Chanukah, no problem. Everybody doesn't think I lit the Ner Chanukah over there so I could walk down the hall. But if the reason is because it's also Banoya, it's a Pella. Yeah, so the Shatzin here says, Klor, that you're allowed to walk around. Here he says, Hainu afilu lo hidlik ha-shamish. Even without ha-shamish. Ubi yoysim is a cost of ha-prichodosh. Te yeylech lo or ner chaneke liloy shalo yikosho v'shori. Te einoy mchuyiv la-hatsim einov. Te loy mikri ta-shamish. What does that mean? I'm walking around using ner chaneke. I wouldn't be able to walk down the steps without the ner chaneke. It's also banoy. So you see that the Mishnah Berurah himself is b'pshutay mizakish Torah l'beit rei. Forces us to have a different pshat in the Ran. So I want to tell you that if you look at the Lashon HaRan, you'll see a fascinating thing. The Ran starts with his Asur Kamenorah. But he doesn't use the Lashon that the Balamor, that's it's Osur Bahano. He says, Asur Kamenorah she'emishtam shem boklal. You understand? the Pnei Yeshua understood the Ran, that the Ran is saying, it's mamish like the menorah, the oil, the it's kilo. So he says, I don't understand. According to the Ran, you should be mechuyif to use Shemen Zayas. The Pnei Yeshua asked this on the Ran. If it's asuk a menorah, should mamish be that means you have to mamish have a menorah. No, so it should be, you should eat. I'm going to ask you a different question. The menorah itself was mutabano. The Medrash Tanchuma brings down that the menorah itself, the menorah of the Beis HaMikdash, they used to be nana from the aura of the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash. It lit up the streets in Yerushalayim. I'm not talking about the Simcha Beis Sheva, that's a separate thing. I'm talking about the regular menorah they had in the Beis HaMikdash. The Medrash Tanchuma says that it lit up. And they were nana from that aura. The Ner Chanukah, the menorah's HaMikdash was not also Banor. So how could the Ner Chanukah be more chomer than the menorah's HaMikdash? Mamash Apella. Let me talk and get your Medrash Tanchuma there in Parshas Tetzaveh there. Medrash Tanchuma in Parshas Tetzaveh. Want to get a Medrash Tanchuma? The Achronim asked this kasha on the Medrash Tanchuma. Medrash Tanchuma says mafurish that they were nana from the or. I have a Medrash Tanchuma. If you don't have one there, I have one there. Hebrew books has one. It's right at the beginning of Parshas Tetzaveh. Here we are. Oh. Kivon shall you madlikim in Amanoira, Kochotzen shall you be Shalayim, Hoiso, Mishtameshes Loira, Lekach Nema, Vyikru Elecho, Shemen Zayzoch, Shmamino Zoch, the Mutter Lishtamish Loira. Chapel de Gazach. That the Menorah Hamikdash wasn't Asabana. The Menorah Hamikdash Atzmai wasn't Asabana. Meaning you couldn't take the oil for yourself. But the menorah was burning and the chatzeres Yerushalayim were nene, lo'era menorah. Right, the oil. That's why you can't take the menorah itself. But you could be nene from the oil. So l'maisa, the Ran, l'fiani is that. And the Ran ends, if you look at the Ran in Masechta Shabbos, he ends, he starts with, he doesn't say asabana. He says, ein mishtamshin lo'era kederech, like by the menorah. But then he says like this. He ends with Bizui Mitzvah. In other words, the Ran himself is Soyser himself. He starts talking like the Bala Moya. And he ends like this. V'misa, the show of Ishtam, which he tashed from the Chanukah, heich malik in the Chanukah, but all Hashmonim. Also the Tuye. So how does he end? He says, Elamai, he says, you're not allowed to do that. And why aren't you allowed to do it? Zochtel? The Havi Bizui Mitzvah. You just finished telling me that it's not Bizui Mitzvah. Adarabba. Als Bizui Mitzvah, you'd be allowed to do Tashmish Mitzvah. So the Ran himself is Mizaki Shtogel Beitrei. So the Teretz Rabbi say, I think, is very simple. Koyo Mara Varech Takas Eboy Mishamil. Takas no meal. But there is an Issur the Rabbonan. What is that Issur d'Rabbanan? It's not Issur Me'ilah. What is that Issur d'Rabbanan? That Issur d'Rabbanan alone that they gave by Hektish was Al Tzbizu Mitzvah. It's just a different gather. Bizu Mitzvah of Hektish is different than Bizu Mitzvah of Stama Mitzvah. Bizu Stam Mitzvah is by Tashmishe Mitzvah. Bizu Mitzvah of Hektish was a different, a higher darg of Bizu. The Ran therefore puts it together. He's just saying the Gedorim was like the Menorah HaMikdash. Shem Yishtam Shem Beiklal. You don't use it. Stam. It's not an Osu Ba'anoah. If the kind of Yishtam Shem you're going to do is not going to be a Bizui at all, then it's Mutel. Mutel Lagamre. Kederech that it was Mutel by the Beis HaMikdash. The Menorah HaMikdash alone was Mutel to have that kind of indirect Anoah. Just like the Chatzeros in Yerushalayim. And that's why the Mishabur brings down from the Pri Chodesh then you're allowed to walk around the house too. And that's why the Mishabur doesn't bring down the Bizei Mitzvah as a separate reason. Because the licht in Asur Kemenorah, that alone absorbs Bizei Mitzvah. That's the gather of the Bizei Mitzvah. Memela Hadron L'Kamaisa, as long as what you're doing would have been mutil to the Menorah itself, but Migdash, there's no Shai, there's no Isser Hanoah. This is din shaloi lishtamish boy. Now we go back to Vanil's nusach. You could even look at it for your own honor. Not only else pilsuminise. Your mitzvah is to treat it ki'ilu, it would be like the menorah, a zeicher to the menorah. And therefore the gedorim of bizei mitzvah are enhanced. It's an enhanced version of bizei mitzvah. It's not an enhanced version of isra hanor. If it be Yisra HaNor, it will be Yisra. And that explains why the Mogen Avraham says, you have it in the house. Lo Yeshiv HaChoshech. What's this Lo Yeshiv HaChoshech? Also Ba'anoah. Like Rabbi Yitzchak Zilberstein is trying. It's Yisur Mi'ika. Yeah, but Rabbi Yitzchak. Yisur Mi'ika is also Bizei Mitzvah. It's not Yisur Mi'ika, that's Yisra HaNor. Rabbi Yitzchak Zilberstein, the way he understands Yisur Mi'ika, he understands there's no Mi'ilah. But there's an Isu Meile. Then he'd be right. Then you have to look at that. Then it's Sogu as Ashar. Then it's like the Shevet HaLevi. They made it into Hekdesh. Locked door. They didn't make it into Hekdesh. They made that there's a din that your Isur of being Mevazah the Mitzvah is in the same level the way you would treat the Menorah HaMikdash. Not more. It's not more Chomo. So Halacha L'maaseh here, there's no Shaila B'chlal. Take pictures. If anything, you could say it's Marbe, the Kovet Hanes. Yeah, Adarabe. It's Machshiv the Menorah. It's Marbe, the Pesuminisa of the Menorah. I don't hear any Shaila. I think it's Mitzvah Kovet. That's what I hear. Okay. No, that I hear because that's Taka.